This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place. We lay down the film.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
It's taken me 21 years at this point to build this limited media operation that is a very slender, hard, double-edged dagger at the heart of the globalist. A black arrow, if you would, use Tolkien iconography. There are other black arrows in the world, but not many. And this is one. And notice, 21 years on air to build and have the crew, and finally to the point to be able to get in the same arena, have a shot. But you, the people, represent 1,000 black arrows. Can take down the smog of our age. You must take action. Realize that you're unstoppable if you simply take action. Don't believe in the state, the big establishment church. Believe in God. There's a gun and ammunition. You're going to have to use it in emergency. Come to that point, folks. Organized collapse of the world. All right, let's go to Rob Dew, InfoWars Nightly News Director, reporter on the ground in Dresden. Go ahead and finish up your report going out there and getting one of the Bilderberg members. This has been a devastating year for Bilderberg. They have got to be upset, and they are like cornered rats inside that facility, Rob.
Yeah, in fact, Paul and I talked about this today in another report. What is going to happen to this man now that he's kind of spilled the beans on Bilderberg? He was just getting into the kids' table. He will probably not be groomed for anything future, unlike what we saw with Bill Clinton and Tony Blair, both who were able to rise to prominence and world leadership after attending their respective Bilderberg meetings. Also, I want to talk about the young lady and man who were arrested for holding a cardboard sign, possessing bread, and a tent. Well, they were brought out to a park out a little ways from here and kept in the sun for hours, and they were spread-eagled the whole time. They had to sit spread-eagled, and anytime they tried to close their legs to get comfortable, they were told to bring them back open. The guy was punched and kicked several times. She was released, and even though she was being handcuffed and detained, they said she was never arrested. Then they took the man to jail. He finally got released early this morning.
Boy, these are real men.
For literally cardboard, bread, and a tent. And that's what it's come down to. We also went to the pizzeria where we got a tip about they wanted to have 24-hour access to this man's pizzeria, not even connected to the hotel. There's actually a road in between them. But they were also bringing furniture through there. We went and asked him about that. We had to go through a translator, and the guy looked at us and said, no comment. And he put his head down and walked away. So he obviously is hiding something. And finally, Lindsey Graham, as far as we know, has not appeared here at the meeting yet. We did call his office today, and they confirmed he would be going, and he was actually speaking on the Senate floor.
But he may be dressed as a woman, though, Rob.
So that's true. That's true, but we do plan on asking him, and when we do see him, what are his plans to subvert a Trump presidency? Because he's crossing party lines, working with Democratic operatives that are here, the big financiers, and we're going to see what his plans are, and hopefully we can get a comment from him. I've already contacted
right.
his
Well, and of course, you've got the big left-right battle coming up tomorrow. You've got Bilderberg likes to sneak out and walk around. What else are you looking for?
Well, those would be the main things, and also we are searching for the migrant camps in the area. That's always an ongoing mission that we've been doing.
They try to hide them,
Yeah, exactly. They do, and the Germans are very good at hiding them. They put them in nondescript buildings. We do know what their fencing looks like, the fencing they like to use in the company that puts it up. So
I haven't seen any drone footage yet. Is the drone operating properly?
The drone is operating properly, but in here in Germany, with all the police crawling around, it is definitely a punishable offense by being arrested. So I don't know if we're going to get any drone footage at this time, but we do have footage.
Well, don't know if it's illegal. Certainly not. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Jones, we do have footage of Wolfenstein Castle via drone that is simply amazing. So stay tuned for that. We're going to do a whole report on the history of it. We've just been so busy gathering intel and confronting the scallywags of the Bilderberg Group.
Well, you've done well, my friend. We salute the InfoWars reporters out there on the ground and all of you that support us and make this possible via radio and TV. Thank you so much, Rob Dew. We'll be back on the economy. This is really key intel straight ahead.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
InfoWars is turning into a special ops. Commando base or something. Tim Kennedy's back there. He's already worked out for like 3 hours this morning and shot for 2 hours. And he's coming on the show at 1:30. And he's back there in Anthony's office while they're having meetings on the drawing board about TV shows and survival programs we want to do. And he's in red, white, and blue underwear, boxers, like just trying to rest so that he can come in here and do the show. And then he's going to go work out again later today. I guess we're turning into a barracks or something. But I tell you, we've got to get geared up and get prepared. And more and more, we're going to have shows on shooting, shows on survival, programs on you name it, because things are getting crazy. And Tim Kennedy is the soldier, not just one of the top middle heavyweights in the UFC. I mean, the guy, of course, is one of the most highly decorated guys out there. A lot of secret the highest level units that he obviously can't talk about. But it's great to have him as a consultant and, you know, popping in on the show. He's also one of the hosts of Hunting Hitler and a bunch of other big TV programs he's got lined up. But he lives right here in Austin. He loves the show. He's a patriot. And so we're talking about some of that exciting stuff with him coming up at the bottom of the hour. Speaking of getting prepared, stocks drop as government bond yields hit fresh lows. Wall Street Journal, why big money investors think it's time to hoard gold. CNBC, a summer panic is starting to brew across markets. Market Watch, Forbes, former Fed president, all my very rich friends are holding a lot of cash, and it just goes on from there. Meanwhile, Schnabel of Germany, minister, warns the EU, or warns the UK not to leave the unelected EU that they didn't vote to get into, or they'll just cut them off completely. Well, I mean, that's the parasites threatening the host. Meanwhile, exclusive, Bilderberg planning to trigger financial collapse. The last time we said that was 2006. We're on record, my phone endgame, came out a year before the 2008 situation. They said they're going to trigger the housing collapse to bring in a consolidation of control. And you know what? We were proven right. Well, our same sources say they're getting ready for it right now. So that is a big, big deal. We just confronted the Bilderberg Group member yesterday that was outside the hotel in Dresden. Also, George Soros preparing for financial collapse. Does he know something you don't? Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse blog up on Infowars.com. So, I like some of the other guests we have on. I'd say they're about 90% accurate, like Mr. Dent. But we've been the last year or so saying, who would be right about this? Who would be right and say that oil prices would start going back up? Who would be right to say gold prices in the aggregate this year would start going back up? Who would be correct about all that? And I would say overall, I'm not poo-pooing anybody, I would say that Peter Schiff has been more accurate than anybody else we've interviewed. And we only have folks on that are about 90% accurate or more. So it's not like it's bad to not be as accurate. But it is a big debate, though, about are we going to have inflation or deflation? I'm not a rocket scientist, but when they're printing more money and issuing more garbage and more derivatives than any time in history, worse than 2008, tells me down the road paper's going to have a problem. But now talking about holding your money, so liquid whatever is what you want in my little, you know, brain. But who knows? Peter Schiff of Euro Pacific Capital joins us, billions under management, and of course, son of the famous patriot fighting the IRS and the corrupt government, Erwin Schiff, who passed recently. He joins us to discuss all this, Europac.com. So there's your little intro. You've been dead on. Let's just revisit your predictions, where we're at currently, and your next flotilla of predictions, Peter, but congratulations on being accurate. Though it's kind of like congratulations, you know, you're predicting the Titanic just hit an iceberg and we're going to sink. So what do we do?
Well, you know, I still think it's early even to congratulate me, and I'm not going to, you know, take credit prematurely, but it sure does seem like things are proceeding according to the playbook that I laid out. You know, even though people still believe that the Fed is going to be raising interest rates at some point, and that we have a legitimate recovery, the dollar is still falling. More importantly, gold is rising. Gold stocks, again, pretty much all the gold stocks hit new 52-week highs yesterday. And here we have today with the Dow down about 150, the Nasdaq's down over 70 points. Gold is up yet again. It was up a little higher earlier this morning, but the trend is still there. And, you know, you talk about all these people who believe that there's no consequences from the last 8 years or 7 years of 0% interest rates and three rounds of quantitative easing. How can anybody believe that there is not a bill that's coming due for all that? Because if you look at what Alan Greenspan did, we had interest rates at 1% for not even 2 years, and then we gradually raised them back up above 5% over a couple of years. No quantitative easing programs at all. So what Alan Greenspan did was very mild compared to what Bernanke and Yellen have done. Yet the consequences, the payback for that monetary policy was the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression.
Sure, and even with cut numbers, they're saying 1.8% economy. I mean, what's the real economy? Negative 2%?
Who knows how negative it is? Because the numbers aren't real because the inflation rate is being artificially suppressed. But my point is, if we had such a bad consequence of the reckless policies under Greenspan, Just imagine what's in store for us now. I mean, this is not just going to be the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. This is going to be the worst crisis, including the Great Depression, because what we're about to enter into, and I think we've already entered into, the beginning of it, but I think it's going to get a lot worse as it progresses. But this is going to be greater than the Great Depression. Meanwhile, you've got President Obama and all sorts of Democratic, talking heads out there
Bernie
trying
Sanders.
To talk about how great this economy is.
And Bernie Sanders running around like an idiot.
Well, yeah, look, we had this awful jobs report last Friday. Not only was it way below estimates, they revised down the prior month. We had another mass exodus of workers out of the labor force to get the labor force participation rate back down to the lowest it's been since the early 1970s before women entered the workforce. So if you look at the labor force participation rate for men, it's the lowest it's been in the history of the republic. And so this has been a disaster. And all of these so-called economists who are Democrats who are trying to say that, the Republicans are wrong for criticizing the economy. If a Republican had been president for the last 7 years and everything was exactly the same, can you imagine what they'd be saying about the rise in income inequality, the rise in poverty, the collapse in real wages, the collapse in home ownership, the mass exodus out of the labor force? I mean, this is statistically the worst economy really in our lifetimes, yet because there's a Democrat president, nobody wants to criticize him from the left.
Well, the show isn't about who's right and who's wrong. It's about knowing the future and getting prepared, obviously, and we'll talk some about that. But, I mean, you did say you thought oil would start going back up.
I mean,
you did predict that they would, basically start talking about going back, to QE Unlimited. You predicted how they would go up when they went up. But you've also been predicting that, gold would go back up. I know they're trying to artificially suppress it, but, worldwide the demand's going back up. And they admit in elite publications that, indeed, the, quote, elite are hoarding cash, gold, you name it, building armored bunkers at record levels. Yeah. I mean, what have these people done?
Well, the price of oil has almost doubled from its low. It got back above 50. In fact, I saw it as high as about 51.60. It's since pulled back below 50, back in the 49s. But the trend now, I think, is up. And it's going to be even bigger once the dollar really starts to cave in. I mean, the dollar index still hasn't broken down. It's going down. But I think, again, people are still holding out hope. That
sure. What's the time frame? I know you don't want to go out on a limb, but just you're one of the most accurate guys out there. What's the time frame? What do you really think when you sit around the coffee table talking to your wife?
Well, it doesn't matter. I think it's happening right now. When it's going to accelerate, from a march to a stampede, I think people have to protect themselves now. I mean, look at our strategies. Look at how much gold stocks went up or silver stocks. Talk about gold and silver. I mean, you're talking about stocks that have tripled, quadrupled so far this year, and Wall Street still doesn't own them. So this, I think, is still early in the scheme of things. So what your listeners should do, if they didn't follow my advice, 3 months ago and 6 months ago, to get on this train, you haven't missed it. I mean, you still got to get on. You got to get out of U.S. dollars, get out of U.S. stocks. You should be talking to my representatives at Euro-Pacific Capital. Set up an account. Take your depreciating dollars before they really collapse and diversify abroad. Get some money into Switzerland and Singapore and New Zealand.
And by the way, Peter Schiff is not a sponsor. I ought to call him, get him to be one. I mean, I think the guy's a great guy, but I do agree people should be diversifying. But, look, let me ask you this question then, Peter. Looking at the time frame historically here, I understand it's already here in most of the world. It's already here in the U.S. at a trot, and you're talking about a gallop, a stampede. What's the time frame, though? I mean, I know you don't, I mean, speculatively.
I think the election could be a catalyst, because I think one of the reasons that Janet Yellen is reluctant to admit how weak the economy is because she doesn't want to interrupt the Hillary Clinton narrative. I mean, idea that Obama saved us, everything is great, and now we should turn over the reins to Hillary.
So we're in la-la land until the election ends.
Yeah, I mean, but thing is, things are getting so bad. Can the Fed hold out and still pretend everything is good until the election? But certainly by the time the election is over, there's no reason to put up the pretense. So I think by the end of the year, the Fed's going to have to come to the rescue, at least what it thinks is the rescue. They're going to cut rates. They're going to try to have some kind of QE program. But again, this is pouring gasoline on a fire. None of this is going to help solve our problems. This is why we have a problem. The Federal Reserve has created this problem, and they make it worse.
I agree. Let me ask you a politically selfish question, but the audience wants to know. I'm worried Trump's going to get in, and then they're going to hold the collapse back till then and then blame it on him.
Well, look, I don't think they'll be able to blame it on Trump if it happens, you know, right when he walks into the office. But I think the crisis is going to happen regardless of who we elect. I do think that Trump has a better chance of doing the right thing than Hillary. Hillary has no chance of doing the right thing. Trump might. See, it all depends on, you know, he does a good job of identifying the problem. His solutions are all wrong. Now, maybe he knows they're wrong. Maybe he's just playing politics.
Sure, because he wants low interest rates.
The real solution.
He wants low interest rates because he's a builder. We'll be right back. We've got our guest here, Peter Schiff, joining us, EuroPacificCapital.com. He's been dead on so far, so we're going to come back and I'm going to ask him what's front and center on his radar, not just my question. Stay with us.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Quite some time I've been sitting it out.
please remember, we are listener-supported radio, not like NPR that gets government money and then Rockefeller money and then begs for money and you give them $100, you get a coffee cup. I think you give us like $8, you get a coffee cup. We make $4 on it. If it's a Hillary for President shirt or it's great nutraceutical products at InfoWarsStore.com or shortwave radio or non-GMO heirloom seeds for your garden, all of its things at really good prices, in some cases it beats out Amazon, and then the profit we make funds this operation. So it's a free will, free association, shop with the good guys situation. So thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we do have the Living Defense anti-parasite formula back in stock after being sold out for 6 months. Unfortunately, it's selling so fast, it'll be gone at this rate by next week. So if you never took advantage of that, do that. Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff of Euro-Pacific Capital. Instead of me asking the questions here in the 5 minutes we have left, you've got the floor. What's front and center for you?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's when are people going to wake up? You know, I was on this, guys, I was on CNBC a couple days ago, and still they acknowledge that, okay, things seem to be slowing down. They're not as good as we thought they were, but they still don't understand the gravity of this situation. They still have no clue how much damage has been done to the U.S. economy these last 7 years. They still have confidence, have faith in the Federal Reserve, have faith in the dollar, believe everything is going to be okay. And they just think, well, we're at a little bump in the road. They don't realize that we've run out of road or the road has now come to the end and we're going over a cliff. That is actually what's going on. And to me, this is more obvious than the problems that I was warning about in 2007 that came to a head in 2008. Yet all the people who were oblivious back then are equally clueless now. And to me, this should be even more obvious, especially since we just have that example of what happened in 2008 fresh in everybody's mind, even though it's still, what, 8 years ago. It's all the same people. They were here. They lived through it. It's not like they had to learn about it in a history book. This isn't like the Great Depression, where it's very easy Wow. for a revisionist textbook to learn the wrong thing. We experienced this ourselves, yet we're still not prepared for what's about to happen, which, again, is going to be much worse than the 08 financial crisis. And it's going to be a dollar crisis. It's going to ultimately be a sovereign debt crisis. And it's going to bring this whole bubble economy to its knees. And Americans are not going to be able to get away with this anymore. We can't just keep pretending we have a real economy. We just can't keep running trade deficits and borrowing money to pay for imported products. Meanwhile, we have a bunch of people who are pretending to work.
100 million people that don't work.
Aren't even pretending.
Peter Schiff, okay, everything you said is totally true. 2 + 2 = 4. You've been absolutely right. Here's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. They're not going to follow common sense like you just said and stop pretending. I think they'll get even worse, nationalize things, start wars. I mean, historically, they'll make the wrong decisions to stay in power. So what do you expect them to do? I mean, look what they did in 2008. Make it worse, give themselves trillions.
I expect them to make the wrong decisions until they can't do it anymore. I mean, eventually, the market won't give them any more rope. We will have hung ourselves on the rope we already had. So at some point, we're going to do the right thing. But my portfolio, what I'm doing with my clients, I'm betting that they keep doing the wrong thing because there's no indication they're going to do the right thing. So what are they going to do? They're just going to print more money. They're going to take interest rates down. These clowns are probably even going to try negative interest rates, even Good though God. They're not working in Europe and they're not working in Japan. They're dumb enough to do it because when it comes to central bankers, if one of your friends jumps off a bridge, well, you jump off the same bridge because everybody is doing it. So it must be the right thing to do.
Lemmings, wow. And look, what you're doing with your bet is risky, but it's not. I mean, it's risky in that short term, it looks scary, but we know historically there's no way they can extend this forever, no matter how much voodoo they've got.
I don't even think it looks scary in the short run because it's already unfolding. Yeah, right. The dollar is already going down. Gold is already going up.
No, you're right. The Fed has said they're out of bullets. The Fed has admitted it isn't working.
Yeah, well, I mean, but the thing is, their bullets never work. But they're not out. They have a machine gun. They can print as much money as they want. If they actually think money printing works, there's no limit to how much they can print.
But they admit it's not working, so how do they have the cake and eat it too? You've seen the statements. They go, no, this isn't working. We're out of bullets. So what does that mean?
No. They've never admitted that. They still believe their policies were a success. That's how clueless they are. They still believe that their policies...
I've seen a few statements where they've admitted it's not working. I mean, I've seen some statements, but no, you're right. Then they kind of, like, out of one side, they go, this isn't working, but then out of the bullhorn, they say it is.
No, they don't accept responsibility for their role in inflating the housing bubble. They don't accept their blame for the financial crisis. They still believe that all their policies were correct And so the next time the economy turns down, they're going to do it all over again. See, they're still pretending we have a recovery.
All right, Peter, you've been dead on. Late. Thank you so much, Europac.com. Have a great weekend. I'm going to try to get my family ready. I tell you, he's back there in the green room. Tim Kennedy coming here to talk about economic collapse, preparedness, why we're really joining forces to try to get people rallied and awake. Yes, folks, there he is with Joe Biggs back there salivating over Joe Biggs' new sniper rifle. I feel sorry for the social justice warriors. I think they're putting us in re-education camps. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
They took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted, they just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
Persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the
Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on, I'm a citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized, and they don't support the United States, and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
Your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're facing a Red Dawn scenario, a sneak attack scenario, but not from Cuba right now. We're facing it from big globalist combines like Bilderberg and Davos and George Soros, who admit they're bringing in a planetary world government where they make the rules, they pick the winners and the losers, and where Homeland Security for 8 years under Obama, and it had some problems before, but under Obama, gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians are the number one enemies as they bring in massive amounts. It's not in the tens of thousands, folks. They're covering up the number just like they cover up the illegals. The Border Patrol tells us they complete the smuggling process. It's got to be in the hundreds of thousands of refugees here, 5 million in Europe. They're just ignoring all the laws. They let people in that have TB. Our government is acting like it's actually out to get us because it's not our government, in my view. And we have seen the last 4 years, you heard it here first with our guest, Cy Hirsch and Colonel Schaefer and many others, that our own military said, we're not going to back al-Qaeda in Syria. They sort of given the intel to the Russians. Now, you knew that 4 years ago here. That was declassified in the last 6 months. That was released in the press in the last 6 months. So the good news is there's still America left that's following the Constitution, the Bill of Rights to a certain extent, and you've got criminal, alien, globalist groups from outside this nation that are absolutely preparing to bring down this nation and the rest of the world in a financial, economic collapse, warfare, you name it, all the ingredients are there. So Tim Kennedy, who is known as a UFC fighter, I know better because I follow actual what's going on in the country, that he's one of the most experienced special forces soldiers ever. Many, many, many tours around the world, some of the most classified elite units, which qualify him to talk about COG destabilization programs because they study them on both sides. And when he came in a few weeks ago and said they're planning destabilization and collapse, that doesn't mean they're going to totally implement it, but it means it's being looked at, and it's not just on the drawing board, it's being moved forward right now. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but from all my information and just studying this in our context, this is like a 9 on a Richter scale. Previous stuff was a 2 or a 3. This is all the alarm bells are going off, all the political sensors are going off, the elites are running around like chickens with their heads cut off, they're weaponizing the media now more than ever, they're pulling out all the stops in my view. And so, I mean, I'll just tell the story and then give him the floor. It's hard to shut me up. But he was already here today doing some work with us, so I said, please come in. That Shane Steiner, I've known him since high school. These guys have been training together for a few years. Got to know him. We talked about preparedness. He talked about how I should go out and, do some training and just get prepared for what's unfolding. And then the more and more we talked, we just said, well, why not actually produce some internet tutorials that are also exciting and entertaining so folks watch them on how to get ready, how to get prepared, and how to promote a true patriot or dangerous freedom are your terms, culture that is the antithesis of this jellyfish, coward culture, emasculated male, disempowered female. So just a pro-human force multiplication that you're so well trained in that I've organically developed to reach out and empower the American people to resist by becoming healthy and involved and being leaders, and that will automatically counterbalance the attempts they've engaged in to make us all domesticated. And so we're launching this True Patriot Initiative that you'll see roll out in the next few weeks and next few months on top of your incredible schedule and mine and UFC and special things you're doing on the side and hunting Hitler. I mean, you're a guy that works 18 hours a day. It's going to be around somebody that has more energy than I do. Tim Kennedy, it's great to have you here with us.
No, thanks for having me.
All right, so you got the floor. Tell us about True Patriot and where we stand and where this country's going, because as things get so bad and as the situation gets bad, you're going to see more and more alliances and more patriots coming together with the courage you've got to be associated with InfoWars, my friend.
It's scary sometimes, but it's exciting. You know, True Patriot is it's this idea that we're going to empower people to, for the first time, grab onto what it means to be a patriot. Like the loose assumption that we can just live our life in liberty, that we can grab our freedom and do whatever we want, it can never be realized. Unless you train, unless you prepare, unless you understand what individual responsibility looks like. So a true patriot, you know, if you go to infowars.com/true patriot, we are rolling out not only tutorials, not only impassioned truth-telling videos, but we're giving you the skills to be just that, an individual that can live its life in liberty and freedom. We're showing you how to shoot. We're showing you how to grow your own food. We're showing you how to exercise every single one of those beautiful amendments that were written by our founding fathers. You know, they were brilliant. They were geniuses, but they knew what was coming, and they knew what they had just fought in 1776, and they never wanted to see that again. So they wrote these things and said, you have to be able to, just like a muscle, exercise these frequently, because if you don't, they die. And that's what True Patriot is. We are passionate in this idea of freedom and liberty. You know, I have been to countries that believe in socialism, that try to enact communism. They don't work, right? The one thing that we know works is freedom. And I've fought for it. I've killed for it. I've bled for it. Now I sweat for it. Now I teach it. And you have to buy onto this idea and believe it and train it every single day. And that takes hard work. And that's what True Patriot is.
Well, there's the saying, you talk the talk, you walk the walk. And it's absolutely true. We have to physically go out and plant gardens. We have to physically spend time with our children. We have to physically turn the TV off. We have to physically go for a jog. We have to physically stop eating GMO. If we do all those physical things, then the mind awakens and turns on. Then we'll go to city council. Then we'll run for office.
Yeah.
But we have to physically get out of the malaise that so many patriots are in physically, myself included, a long journey from just totally only being cerebral and gaining like 80 pounds and getting totally out of shape. I used to be in great shape. It's been a slow journey, but I've gotten back in probably 90% back to where I was. And again, then I'm that much better at fighting the globalists. And, you know, as you guys have done in the Green Berets and the Special Forces, going behind enemy lines in occupied tyrannical nations, organizing the people to resist tyranny. You know, the motto, to paraphrase it, is free the oppressed, defend the oppressed?
It's the oppressor liberator. Yeah, it's to freers of the oppressed.
And so getting back to that, yeah, our government may be run by criminals, and we may be going into a world government, but America's still alive. All of us are seeds, and Tim Kennedy's a big seed. I'm a seed. You're a big seed to grow the mighty oak. And to have somebody like Tim Kennedy here, activating in America in the real battle for the republic is a true leadership model to everybody else in the military and out of the military. Because, you know, obviously in the Pentagon, you're one of their top, you know, promoters, patriots, you know, one of their big names out there. Here you are on your own with InfoWars, knowing what you're doing because the country's in so much trouble, folks. And you're going to see more of this. People are in the government who are good. Most of them are good. And corporations are good. They have just been compartmentalized. They've been taught they don't have any power. But Tim's motivated. Yeah, he's a super soldier. He won't tell you that himself, but he's the best there is. I've been told by the other folks in the military, and he's here to defend the republic. But I want to ask you a question. What are you doing now? Because, listen, I don't do this because I'm some hero. I do this because instinctively I can't be run over and be a slave without standing up. I'm just a regular guy 20-something years ago, got involved, and see where we are. Imagine when Tim gets involved and you get involved. We're looking to win this thing, not just be, you know, overrun and defeated or, you know, hide out in the woods. We're going to go out and take this country back.
You hit the nail on the head when you said it takes work. It is so easy to control a populace that is weak and that's pathetic, that they have no skills to do anything. They have to rely on somebody else. You have to have somebody give you a phone because you can't earn enough money to go get one for yourself. You don't even know how to grow food. You don't know how to change your oil. You are literally living your life as a slave. So individual responsibility, you know, it's the idea of dangerous freedom. I would prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. Slavery is, no, it's not in chains. I'm out picking cotton. That's not what I'm saying. When you give every single bit of who you are and the strength of you person to somebody else and make them provide what you need, your substance.
Let's show Trigglypuff. I know you almost cry. So do I. I mean, we laugh because we're uncomfortable. We're not pleased at the social justice warriors that can't talk and just scream racist. We're not pleased to see Trigglypuff that's like, you know, 4'9" and weighs 300 pounds and sucking a bottle, screaming ban free speech. We are threatened by the masses of dangerous lemmings like them that will run us and our families over a totalitarian cliff. And we're here, to, as Paul reveres, to say now is the time to reactivate and take action.
Yeah. You know, my safe zone. It's about 2,000 meters, because that's how far I can shoot. You know, I train that. I work that. And all the way from 2,000 back to 5 meters, every single different range setting, I'm pretty efficient with a gun. So my safe zone, it's not you, you know, saying a word that I'm uncomfortable with. It's me training and being knowing that I'm proficient to be, provide for my family and make sure that they're safe. And that's my safe zone.
Well, like, think about this. They have university studies, you can pull them up, 7 million people died of starvation or in association with starvation from malnutrition in the Great Depression. We were 90% rural, half the folks roughly were totally self-sufficient, the others partially. We are now 89% urban, and of the 11% that are rural, less than half are self-sufficient. 5% of the country is self-sufficient. I'm not self-sufficient compared to my dad who grew up on a farm, and he's a doctor. But my dad can fix anything. I am an idiot compared to my dad. He is nothing compared to his dad. We are becoming jellyfish.
Yeah, but it's never too late. You know, that's why I'm saying, just right now, what are you doing? Where are you doing your research? What are you doing with your day? What time are you getting up? What time are you going to bed? We were built to go to bed tired. You're not supposed to sit in your chair.
You have more energy when you bust your ass. I got a study right here.
Go ahead. It's like the doors are opened, right? You're living, you got the blue pill, you got the red pill. One is you're going to live in slavery and you have no idea what's going on. They're just going to provide substance for you. The other one is this realization, this existential experience. And the more that you do it, every time that you train, every time that you work, every time that you exercise one of those freedoms, it's like another layer of these
blocks. I have more energy than when I was 18. I can't even hardly stand it. The more data I get and the more I realize I'm resisting tyranny but building something good, it's like I'm genetically meant to do it. And my brain and body goes, good, you're doing you're supposed to. Here's all this energy and power. Boom.
They want you to be lemmings. They want you to be powerless. They want you to have no individual responsibility. They don't want you to know how to grow food. They don't want you to know how to change your oil. They don't want you to know how to shoot.
That's what's manly. Taking care of your kids, being a good father, being healthy.
That's it. Exactly. You know, you want to talk about being a good parent. It's believing and knowing that you're doing everything in your power to ensure that they're safe and have everything that they need. Not a teacher, not a principal, not the government. It's not their job to raise your kids. It's your job. You raise them. You educate them. You give them their morals. You give them what, teach them what justice is. That is your job. Don't give that away. And that has to be hard work. And every single time that you start working hard at one thing, the stronger you get and the weaker they get. The stronger we are as a people, the weaker they are. Believe it and start doing it.
That's right. And who are we? I mean, what is a true patriot in your view? And I think your view is just it's true. It's prima facie. It's not some secret we found. We're not cult leaders. We're not special. Other than the fact that they've so enslaved people and put them in a trance, this is seen as bizarre right here, pure Americana. I'm seen as weird for being upset about them. The federal court just ruled they can ban our guns in public. You can't have a gun out in public. I mean, this is serious. That was yesterday, folks.
A patriot is somebody that has the ability and the strength of will to live their life how they want to. Not somebody tell me what I can do. With that, there's an assumption that you are giving away some of the security, some of the safety that can be provided. I'm saying I don't want you to help me live my life.
Free-range humans?
That's it. Leave me alone.
Well, we know it sounds good to live in this controlled box, but people die. They turn into jellyfish. The brain dies. The body dies. They admit it. Humanity is in deep trouble. Every metric shows disease, ignorance. It's all exploding.
They can't control people that can do things on their own.
You know, a bully goes to the mall and sees a bunch of shuffling wimps who don't even know about their surroundings and thinks, you know, oh, I'm a criminal. Great, I can feed on them. But somebody like you, we've talked about this. How upsetting is it to go see I don't think of myself as really tough or smart, but compared to these people, I'm alive, they're dead. What is it like for you, one of the most highly trained people, works out probably the hardest in the world, you know, what is it like for you to see how domesticated they are?
I just see weakness. It's not that I look at them and I feel sorry for them. I see an opportunity to plant a seed because I have hope. You know, like, hope is not a plan. You know, that is, we had people running on that idea.
But at least you're optimistic.
Yeah. There's a chance. The soil is fertile right now. It can be cultivated. I am planting seeds. Every single time that you watch one of my videos, that you go to Infowars.com/True Patriot and you watch something, I'm planting a seed in your mind to go out and work, to go out and shoot, to go to the range, to practice free speech, to go and figure out how to, what the difference between alternate current and direct current is and how that works in your electrical system. You're like, go do something that makes you stronger.
Find out where the meat comes from. I mean, you guys have gone out. I mean, separately, we kind of had the idea for this a few months ago because you and Shane and others were just going out to visit, you know, Mennonites making their own milk to make a deal to get your own milk weekly or going out to, like, you know, see about a co-op about, you know, raising vegetables. That is so human, so manly. That's what it's really all about, not strutting into some bar and, you know, acting tough. And I'm not saying it's bad to go to a bar, folks, but you know what I mean. We've got to get balanced and actually get back to the soil. I'm going to skip this break. This is so important. Everything the globalists are doing is about taking us out of our natural environment. Why is that?
Because it makes us weaker. You know, in the United States, I was talking to my sister. I was like, hey, where's the best place to get natural milk? I just want milk from a cow to give my family. Or I want to go look at the farmer. I want to meet the cows, make sure I got nice, clean, healthy source. And she's like, well, you know, it's illegal in most states. I'm like, what? Wait, I can't even buy milk from a cow.
Of course, you come from farmers in California.
Yeah. Like, this is how I was growing up. It's normal. I can just go drink milk. We can make cheese. We can get butter. But it's illegal in like 42 of
the states. That's a big reason why you're a lot more healthy, though, is you grew up on a farm and didn't even know you were escaping everything.
Do you even know where your food comes from? Do you have any idea? Do you go and meet the animal that you're going to put in your body? Do you have any idea? Do you just walk into the grocery store, don't care about what steroids are in it, what the government puts in it, or blindness?
And again, I know our audience, most of them actually know this, and nobody's bad. I'm still, you know, not doing the things I should do most of the time, but I've turned the ship around. I've changed the direction. This is about getting our audience to also carry this message with powerful videos, informational, on to others, that there is hope, and lifestyle change isn't just about looking good, you know, like all these TV shows and things say. It's about taking your country back, starting with your body, with your family, but also a lot of hardcore, you know, pro-America political messages as well. So we're sitting there talking. You're already going out to, you know, talk to these Amish or whatever. You're already going out to do this. Why don't we send a camera crew? Why don't we go show urban farming that's going on right here in Austin, Texas? Why don't we show what true sustainability is, not this phony UN garbage? I mean, talk some more about your plans with this, because I'd say 80% of this is your brainchild.
It's so easy to do. You know, people are scared. What does it mean to be able to be self-sufficient? You know, I'm talking solar power. How do you do that? I'm going to show you. You know, like, how do I go and set up my own urban farm? We have farms here in Tascadero, that's where I grew up. We had 1-acre parcels, and we had community farming where one person would grow one thing, the neighbor would grow another, and then would share, and everybody had enough to survive. And then you come into here, Austin, Texas, a huge cosmopolitan, gigantic city, and we have tons, hundreds, maybe even thousands of people that are now turning the page and saying, no, I'm going to grow everything that I need here on my own home. I'm going to have goats. I'm going to get their milk. I'm going to have cows. Just eat it.
And by the way, that checkmates the whole globalist corporate model that is designed to make us independent. Exactly. So, and why is this happening spontaneously? Just in the last 3-4 months we started talking about this, because we instinctively can see and then look at the news and see everything's unraveling. They're getting ready to do bail-ins. You look at these giant cities, they're time bombs. The food is just-in-time delivery. Within a day, everything's off the shelves. We already see riots all over the world. Things are degenerating quickly. We're not just here saying move to the country and have a year's supply of food. That you'll die in a year if that's the case. If things really collapse, which we're trying to stop, you will need to know how to fight, how to move, how to communicate, at least how to identify other patriots. This is how they intend to totally control us. And it's gone from being a possibility to a probability. Tim, I mean, I know you can't get into classified stuff, but clearly COG, ramp up for civil emergency, ramp up for martial law, all over the world is accelerating.
Without a doubt. You know, it's frightening to look at what 15 years ago when I first went to Special Forces and the things that we were training, you know, we're talking direct action, hostage rescue, specific time-sensitive target type things to in the recent days where we're doing a lot of civil unrest, where we're looking for destabilization and planning for both how to do it and what to do if it happens. From as a patriot, as a libertarian, scares the dog shit out of me.
Well, believe that, but absolutely. And as somebody trained, because Delta Force under Clinton did do destabilization in 1999 in Seattle to set a precedent, with that training, now you're trained for destabilization, also how to counter it. You can then sit back and we see destabilization going on, don't we?
Yeah. But that is why it's so important. You can't control something that doesn't need you. I don't need anything from anyone. We are completely self-sufficient. Food, water, shooting, self-defense, everything in my home and my family is protected and provided for. So I don't need them to give me anything.
Oh, listen, I've got to learn all this now because I know more than the basic domesticated guy, but nothing compared to my dad. My dad at like 67 is like a robot that can build a house, build anything, fix cars, fix machinery, build fences, grow food great, cook dinner great, skin things super quick. And I'm like, this guy's like a combat robot when it comes to like building things and doing things. And his dad was like that. And I'm like an idiot. And I really feel guilty that I'm not passing that on to my son. So that's why I want to try to do your sheepdog training. I want to get involved. I want to try to just not sit here and say, I know everything, but I'm going on the journey of trying to be more of a good father and a human.
That's it. You said journey. That's what it is. It's a daily dedication to this journey of being free.
And my dad loves cooking and loves fixing things. He's like, powerful. He's excited. He gets off on it. And I'd be like, kid, oh, God, more chores. Dad, he loves to clean the garage. He loves to help somebody change a tire. He's like, but I just realized that's what a man's like.
Yep. And you're going to have access to how to do it right here. Not only do you want to learn how to do it, but you're going to own it. It's going to be part of what, if you want to understand what a patriot is, what being a real libertarian is, it's being free. And being free means you have to work to have that freedom. It's not free. Freedom is not free. So we're going to have how to skin an animal. We're going to have self-defense videos. We're going to have sheepdog courses that anybody can come to. We're going to have how to grow your own food.
And it's not about having a monopoly on it or we're the best. It's that we're putting the alarm out. Hey, the founders were self-sufficient. That's why they could kick butt. Okay. And again, the whole enemy plan is about us being domesticated. We have to start moving in the other direction. Everybody already instinctually picks this up. And now's the time.
It could not be more of an important time than right now. It has to be right now. We can't wait another day. We have to do it right now. You can come and watch our videos. Film your own videos. If you have a farm, go grab a community. It's about community.
We'll feature your. We'll come out to your farm.
We will. But it has to grab your neighbors, grab your friends, grab the people from your church, grab the people from your golf club. I don't care who it is. Grab people and get them involved.
Not just America, but the human condition is under attack. We're going into servile bondage, artificial synthetic world. We're breaking the matrix, folks. We're coming out of it.
Freedom is addictive. It is. When you get your first taste of what liberty truly feels like, I mean, it's the greatest hit in the world.
Animating contest of liberty.
It just opens your eyes, and all you want to do is have more of it. And anytime you see that is being restrained, it infuriates you. When you get passionate about this, believe it, start doing it. Fall in love with it and grab everybody you know and with open arms.
That's right. They want to control us with Cloward and Piven. They want to collapse society where we're getting food from them out of the back of a truck. And look, even if they accelerate the collapse and this message doesn't get out there completely, it doesn't matter. It's the seeds in the long-term battle that will defeat them.
Yeah. Right now, the soil is fertile. It is waiting for somebody to come and cultivate it. And that's what we're doing. We're giving you the information. We're planting the seeds, and those trees are going
to
grow.
And we have to believe we can change the world. We already are. Look at how InfoWars alone, we're just one small part of this, has dominated Bilderberg, forced world government out in the open. And it's gone from us being national news every month to every day. And it's not a power trip. It's actually, though, a great responsibility to know that we're sitting here in an organization that is one of the strongest points of liberty in the world. The enemy makes fun of us. They attack us. They try to demoralize us because they're scared of us, because they know they're globalists. They've come in and hijacked this nation. We got 5 minutes in the next segment. But, Tim, the website's Infowars.com/TruePatriot. There's some promotional video stuff up there, but this is just the launch. A lot of stuff coming up next week.
Yes, sir. We have videos, more videos being released. We're shooting more videos. It's nonstop. We're going around the world. We're giving you the access to the best information on the planet with the
Yeah, don't let them in on that. Are we going to have footage from overseas? Oh, my gosh. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, the fourth hour straight ahead.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.